Nice.
Yeah.
What you're hearing are the sounds of people everywhere putting on Bombas socks, underwear, and T-shirts made from absurdly soft materials that feel like plush clouds. Yeah, that plush. And the best part? For every item you purchase, Bombas donates another to someone facing homelessness.
Bombas. Big comfort for everyone. Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/ACAST, code ACAST.
Normally, being a little extra might be a bit much, but not when it comes to healthcare. That's why UnitedHealthcare's Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, supplement your primary plan so you manage out-of-pocket costs. Learn more at uh1.com.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
Welcome back to Bandwagons. This is a new series that we've been kind of teasing and talking about for a while that we're very excited about from the brainchild of Bree Brown. I'll let her explain.
Yeah, I've definitely said this on the podcast before, but I'm a huge supporter of the Irish music scene, and I just I'm a little bit obsessed with everyone that's, what am I saying, every Irish artist that's out at the minute and the music that's coming out of this little tiny country. So I wanted to make up some episodes to reflect that. So we can meet some people that we're obsessed with. And this first one is no exception. He's been an internet friend of ours for the last year or so. Frontman of True Tides, Keane McSweeney. He is an angel and we cannot wait to meet up with him for a pint in real life.
This is just, I'm not sure how many minutes this is going to end up being, but this is basically just X number of minutes of us fangirling for however long. So
no better man to
enjoy. No better man. No better man. And thank you so much, Keane, again, for your time. So this is our chat with True Tides. Enjoy. Keane McSweeney of True Tides. If I can start with maybe asking you how you want us to approach Niall Horan about robbing you of your Choice Music Prize win. Because we are at Bandwagons, obviously, we're True Tides stands.
I voted for True Tides. I'm not even saying that. I genuinely did.
Yeah. So, like, what do you want us to do, Matt? Because I'll text him now and just be like, here.
I'll just approach him with no judgment. No, sorry, that was shocking. In fairness, like a popularity contest against Niall Horan, I mean, it's going to be a hard one.
Fionnuala actually said that a couple of weeks ago. I was like, wow, it's a really good list. And Fionnuala was like, no one is going to win that other than Niall Horan, like with a public vote, because the 1D fans will never.
But that's been the thing for the last few years. They've nominated Niall because, like, obviously. And then it's like, oh, wow, congrats, Niall Horan. And it's like, is Kel Surprise? Like, they're all just on Twitter, like,
off the stage.
Vote Niall. And like, they're all in Brazil. Funny, yeah. They have no idea what the Choice Music Prize is. They have no idea what RTE is. And they're just like, yeah, absolutely.
But they know what a VPN is, clearly.
They're multiple burner phones. Anyway, congrats on the nomination, though, because, like, what a tune. I have a very specific memory of driving to Breed's house and being at a crossroads that I was about to say and then realised it would probably give away Breed's address.
I
won't do that.
I thought metaphorically for a second.
Well, I was also metaphorically at a crossroads. But I was at this physical crossroads and the weather was really nice and there was a song on the radio and I was like, this is really fucking good. I was like, who the fuck is this? And I was like, that was True Tides with Survive. I was like, these ads that I'm hearing everything about. And oh my, I just, what a song. Where did that come from?
Oh, thank you. It was in my kitchen in Kimmage.
Kimmage. That's where all the creativity is coming from. Have you seen that video from your man in Meditations for an Anxious Mind?
Yes.
On Instagram.
Yeah, where Kimmage doesn't exist.
It killed me. I wanted to comment and be like, I lived in Kimmage.
No one ever.
So you can't confirm that it does exist.
I'm not sure. My memory has been wiped mysteriously. I'm not entirely sure where I've been for the past 4 years, but
that's everyone's experience, I think. Oh God, 2020 and the 2020 B-side 2021 is what people are calling it. Anyway, this conversation has been so tangential, and I'm really sorry. For anyone who isn't familiar with you and True Tides, do you want to give us a little intro to who you guys are and why people should be as obsessed with you as we are?
Thank you. Well, yeah, True Tides, it's myself, Cian, and my two brothers, Owen and Connor McSweeney. So, yeah, we're from a family of 9 kids, actually, from Cork. And yeah, so we had to do some serious whittling down to decide who was in the band. Serious X Factor, like, you know.
I was literally crushing. About to say judges' Euro houses, star. But it's your own house. Like, I'm sorry, you're not going to make it any further. I'm really sorry.
Yeah, Christmas family dinners have been super awkward ever since the band formed. But we've been playing together since we were kids. Music's been in our family our whole lives. Our mother was very musical, and she was in a band with her siblings too, and they actually supported Thin Lizzy in the Cork City Hall many moons ago, which is
oh my gosh,
yeah. But
what a claim to fame.
Unbelievable. Yeah, but and my mum met him after. Well, there's a funny story behind that, but anyway, but yeah, so yeah, it's a real musical family. We all learned an instrument when we were kids. It was always encouraged, and yeah, we always knew we wanted to form a band, and yeah, eventually we kind of made True Tides and started releasing music.
Like, I come from a big enough family as well of, like, not half as talented as you, but we're musical in our own way. But I could not imagine forming a band with any of my siblings. Like, we'd actually just bait the heads off each other, I think. So do you fight? Is there ever any, like, sibling rivalry or anything like that? Or does it work better because you're family?
Oh, we're full on the Gallagher brothers. We like break up every few weeks, and no, it's great. We get on really well. I mean, we have like there's always been scraps, but when there's so many of you, you can be odd with someone, and then just go hang out with another brother or sister.
Yeah, there's 90 in fairness. Like, you'd be one half in the sitting room. Like, you wouldn't see them for a week. Like, you'd be grand.
Honestly, it's like arts and UCC. You know what I mean? You could meet someone and be friends with them, and then suddenly a few weeks later, you'll never meet them again in your life. You know, it's like, I have siblings who I meet every now and again randomly in the kitchen. I'm like, what number are you? Number 5.
But, you're just named by numbers.
Yeah, I'm the middle child, by the way, which is no big surprise given I've taken the singing portion of the band. Listen to me.
Sorry, I was going to ask then, who does what in the band then? So obviously you're on vocals, and I suppose just even in terms of writing, like, how is that split out? Is it very collaborative, or is it very much one of you being like, this is the tune that I've written, Cian, give us a few bars there?
Well, like, I mean, like I was saying, when we were growing up, we were always jamming together as kids. So, like, we really got to know each other's tastes and shared each other's music and kind of got to know how we each played. So, like, I just started singing from a young age anyway. And Owen was always playing guitar. So then I got competitive and wanted to play guitar. So I picked that up and stuff. And then Connor was literally hitting pots and pans since he was 5, just banging them. And eventually, I think my parents wanted something that sounded better than clanging steel, and got him a drum set. And but yeah, so we've been playing together for so long. And then I guess, like, I'd always been kind of writing songs since I can remember. I guess for me, it's kind of the way I make sense of the world, which might kind of sound funny, but yeah, like, as in I experience a lot of things, and then I kind of try to explain it through music for myself. And it's always just been the way I've expressed myself. So I've had a lot of practice in that. So usually I will start the songs at least, and even get them to a good point. And then the lads will kind of come in and listen and kind of give their points of view, riff on it, that sort of stuff. So we've always had a really good relationship that way in the songs, for the songs. And it's always been about the songs. So there's kind of no egos involved, which is a bonus.
Now that you've kind of hit stardom in Ireland, are any of your siblings like ringing you up, the ones that aren't in the band, being like, listen, I know I said I didn't want to be in it before, but tap me in, put me in, coach, like, I want some of this?
It's too late. I'm sorry, I'm not saying this to you, I'm saying this to them listening right now. Too late. I'm sorry.
Fair.
That's We're awful. Done.
That'd be, I would be that sibling where I was too stubborn in the first place, but now I'm like, please.
I know. And everyone's delighted, and we're like, everyone in the family is so supportive, and it's just great. They're our biggest fans too, and we all get along so well, and it's just great. Yeah.
I mentioned these years being the last two and the one we're in, like, being very strange in terms of, like, the world, global pandemic. Mm. Nobody needs me to say that, but especially for those involved in the music industry, and I suppose for yourselves, because ye are still very much on the rise and gaining prominence with this new music, and it's so good and it's being received really well. And then March 2020 rolls around and it's like, oh, we cannot breathe on each other and we need to stay away from each other as much as possible. How was that for ye as a band? And then I suppose, on the other hand, creatively, how did you find it for writing and stuff? Was there some light in the darkness?
Well, you touched on earlier about Survive, actually, that song, and that song in itself has its own story. I mean, just to start with that, so I wrote that during The Beast from the East, when everything, the country was kind of locked down in very different circumstances. We just couldn't move because of the snow. God, we'd take that any day now, wouldn't we?
Truly, truly.
We're still open then.
It's unbelievable. So I took all my gear home and sat in my kitchen in Kimmage, and it does exist. And I started writing music, and I guess at the time, like I've spoken about this before, but I was struggling myself with things, and even to get out of the bed in the morning. And I literally would just say to myself, just get up. And it was really frustrating, but you know, I persisted and that kind of worked. And then as I was writing this music, I realized, well, okay, that's definitely something to do with this music. And literally the snowstorm was coming down. I was looking out the window and the first line of the song came, "Open up the door, step into the storm." And then I knew what it was about straight away, and it kind of came really quick. And then cut to December 2019, we signed to Warner Music Ireland, and they're like, yeah, we love Survive, let's put it out. In March 27th, and we're like, excellent, I can't see anything going wrong with this. This is going to be so amazing. Here we go. And then as the days rolled in and it got closer and closer, things started to get real, and we were like, oh my God, is this, you know, are things really going to start shutting down here? What's happening? And it did. And then it got closer to the release, and part of me worried, all right, you know, especially given the content of the lyrics, I was just like, are people going to think that I wrote this opportunistically and suddenly we put it out in the middle of a lockdown? And it's funny because the lockdown has forced a few different things on us. Like for me, it forced me to be even more honest about where my music is coming from. The honesty has always been in the music, but I would have been more afraid to put that out there so publicly online. And I just put out a little post explaining what I just said about the song. And then it was released into the world. And I think maybe because of the similar situations, it seemed to connect with so many people. Plus, it's a banger. It's a pop song you can dance to, but the message.
Too. Such a banger. Yeah. Oh, my God. It's relentless. So good. I like, oh, give it to me. I'm going to put it on after this. I won't put it on now because that'll be rude when we're in the middle of recording. But what a tune. So good.
I was gonna say, it's one thing I think Irish musicians do really well is, like, to quote Tim Chadwick, like, we're all about the sad bangers where it's like, yeah, it's a bit more depth to it, but you'll get up and you'll bop to it, or you'll put it on and you'll walk to the rhythm of it, and you get it a lot, I find, in just Irish music.
You're right, actually. You know, even traditional Irish music itself, the content can be deeply depressing. Yeah. Music is so happy and joyful, and that's funny you bring that up, actually. I think that may be part of the story of Irish artists anyway. You know, we do have something serious to say, but at the same time, we love the crack. You know?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
I think if you can marry those two, but I think also, though, it's very much about who we are as a band too. Like, yeah, we're into stuff that has a deeper meaning, but we also know the value of people want to release too. They want to experience joy. And maybe you can be dancing and crying at the same time and not knowing why, and that's okay, and that's part of it all. But yeah, I mean, even just with things locking down and all that, there was that kind of initial fear of, like, oh God, you know, what are we going to do now? Everything's shutting down. There's no more gigs. How do we even write music? And It forced us to change things up a lot, but you know, we've survived so far. Sorry.
Break the Silence is a tune as well, though. Like, while we're on the subject,
they're all tunes.
They all have lovely bottoms, but just because again, but it was the exact same thing where I heard on the radio, and I was like, oh, I wonder who this is, or like, and like frantically trying to, do you know when you like hear a snippet of a lyric, but the fucking DJ doesn't tell you who it was, so then you're like frantically googling, and then it came up True Types again. And I was like, oh, I should have known, of course.
Can we
good
just
tune?
Do this
course was True Types.
Every day. Yeah. I'm just going to feel amazing. I need this.
The True Tides official broadcast.
It's amazing. No, thank you so much. But yeah, I mean, I don't know. We always put our heart and soul into the tunes. We always want to put the energy in there, as I say, and maybe say something a little more. And like, it's been a mad year. And I think people just want to have a bit of, try to get joy from somewhere. And music has been so important to people, particularly now. And it's just funny also that this industry is one of the hardest hit. But I think like musicians and artists have always had to adapt to changing things even before this pandemic kicked. You know, our medium has always has shifted so often. You know, I mean, I was going to be talking about David Byrne today, I think, you know, like one of my idols, but I like his amazing book, How Music Works. But like the recorded music industry only really started like in the early 1900s, you know, and that is when, you know, music became a commodity. Before then, it was people just meeting up to play, you know, like meet me at the, you've mentioned the crossroads, you know, like the amount of parties that would happen just at crossroads and people dancing, and people have needed that. But yeah, ever since formats change and artists have constantly to adapt. So I think it's just in our nature that we just have to.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Get used to that.
For anyone who isn't as familiar with E as we are, who, and I know it's kind of an annoying question, but like, who would you compare yourselves to? Or like, where, is there any kind of band or group or artist out there that you would draw inspiration from that you're kind of like, yeah, I love that. It's like touches of this, flourishes of that, anything like that, that we can bring the bandwagon listeners on this bandwagon with us?
It's hard to pin down because genuinely I listen to so much different music that influences me. Even podcasts, you know, can influence the way you think and the way you interact with the world, and that affects your music. But loads of different things. I mean, we grew up listening to, our father had great taste in music, as did our mother, but like we'd be listening to The Police, you know, so you're talking about really good guitar driven pop music, though, you know, with loads of harmonies, Neil Young, loads of harmonies, but then, you know, everything in between as well, pop music. So it's so hard to say, but like, you know, another like a band maybe that we love, that the sound of, that mashes different styles, the 1975. Yeah, there's just so many. I mean, Haim, I love Haim. They're one of my favorite bands, and they're siblings. But yeah, there's just so many different things. Sorry,
the male Irish Haim.
Yeah, I was gonna say
on your posters.
Haim.
Take that. They're so cool. They're ridiculously cool.
I keep going back to the second and the third 1975 album this lockdown for some reason. Like, there's been 2 days where I've just consistently listened to it. I think it was one of, sorry, it wasn't one of the last gigs I went to, but I saw them whatever year they were in the Three Arena before, it was the they were promoting the third album, when they were touring the third album, and it was just the lights and everything. I look back at the videos and I was like, why did I look at these? Because they're just, it's so sad, because I'm like, bring me back there, like, bring me back there to listen to I Like America. And just, oh, so good. So, so good.
Incredible. That show was unbelievable. I was at the recent one as well, but I think he was a little off form at that one, funnily enough. But, oh, they're just phenomenal. Phenomenal live act, phenomenal tunes. Yeah, amazing.
Are you missing the live scene yourselves? I'm sure you are. It's probably like a massive part of it.
Hugely so. I mean, it's just, I think it's such an integral part of music, you know. I mean, music fans and bands are suffering alike in many senses, you know. I mean, you know, that communal, you just literally spoke about that there, Fionnuala, like, you know, that gig and that experience of standing in a crowd and feeling the sound come at you. You don't get that. Like, I mean, yes, we, you know, you can throw on your earbuds and listen to music or throw it on speakers and enjoy it that way personally, but there's something about that experience, that communal experience, and that goes for performing, but also as a fan of music, standing out in front watching, it's the same thing. And it's a vital part of, I think, human experience. And I think it's affecting people in ways we still probably haven't fully understood, maybe until we get back into an audience again, and we'll probably all be in tears and not know what's going on.
Just bawling.
Yeah, we miss it so much. Totally, crying. Just flooding. The happiest, most amazing, you know, holiday. You know, and everybody's like, why?
Yeah, we're the same kind of, we didn't really have much of a live aspect to this, but it was only starting.
Shows booked, yeah.
We had shows, yeah, we had shows coming up, but we hadn't done as many, and we was kind of ramping up to that, and then it all stops. And now we're like planning, we have like a full year to plan a live show, and it could go one of two ways with that much time.
That's going to be amazing. I was listening to the Billie Eilish one you did earlier, and the, you know, the Vanity Fair. The Vanity Fair thing.
Yeah.
It's amazing. And I was just listening to you guys do your version of it. I was like, man, that's so cool. Because you're going to be there next year just going like, and now it's like 100,000 followers.
No. Bicker Street.
We'll never remember to go back and do that.
I love the faith you have in us, but
none of us have written that down. We need to put a reminder somewhere.
I think Breed's prepared a little quiz for you now, if you're up for it, Kane.
Oh God.
You're looking up with the concept.
Yes, sorry. So the quiz is true or tides. see what I did there?
She literally came up with the title. So Fionnuala has no idea what any of these are yet either. So you can take part as well, Fionnuala. So yeah.
Oh, great, okay.
I tried to make a quiz about tides, but it turns out there's all the facts about tides are mega boring.
Actually, I'm a bit of a nerd, so I kind of love sciencey shit, so you know.
Okay,
I probably did it wrong, but I still love it.
Yeah, I thought I was all into like the moon. I was like, telling me how the moon affects the tides, but it was actually too scientific for me. So it starts off as like a tide quiz, and then it kind of just like changes into like a sea creatures quiz. Okay, so it's just true or false. You can confer if you want.
Awesome. Great. Love it.
Are we playing together? Okay.
Yeah, you're a team.
Good. Great.
Okay. Cool. Okay.
Okay. Tides are caused because the moon's gravity is pulling the water up and the Earth's gravity is pulling the water down. True or false?
I'd say true, Keena. I don't know what your thought process would be.
I have a funny feeling there's an opposite thing going on. That anyway, yeah. Do you know what? I'm going to go with your, I'm not sure if it is though. I feel like
it's one of those things where like you hear it and it's like a trick question, you know, that kind of, like, it's false.
I'm gonna break.
Okay, I'll go with King because he's a guest. False.
I wish I had my soundboard. This would have been a great time to reintroduce the soundboard, but it is false. True.
Okay,
I'm trusting you. Don't mind me.
What are you saying, damn it, Fionnuala, about you are pushing for false here?
I'm saying, damn it, I was wrong and you were right and I'm an idiot.
We have so many more to redeem ourselves. Okay, the next one. The moon's influence on the tides is about 10 times that of the sun's influence on the tides.
I'd like to defer to the tidal expert, Fionnuala.
I'm going to say true. The sun doesn't have anything to do with the tides. Give me a break.
It is false. The moon's influence on the tides is about 2.2 times that of the sun's influence on the tides. So the fact is right, but the like quantity of how much is false.
Oh my God, Breed!
It would have been such a boring quiz if these were all right. Okay.
0-2. We're not doing great, Keen. I'm really sorry.
My brothers are going to have some crack tearing into me about this.
The same tidal forces that cause tides in the oceans affect the solid earth, causing it to change shape by a few inches.
True.
Yeah, we'll go true.
It is true.
Yay!
I was blown away by that one.
Just stretching it.
That happens to a moon of Jupiter, I think, isn't it? The one that's like spraying off all this water vapor into the space.
Sure.
It's the
sure. Sounds right. Yeah. Sounds right.
Sounds right. We'll take it. Yeah, that's fine. Sounds good.
This is an easy one, but it's the last of the tide ones. The energy from tidal forces can be harnessed for electricity using tidal turbines, fences, or barrages.
True.
True?
That is true.
Yeah.
Yay!
Yay, I redeemed myself.
Two out of four. Okay.
Okay.
How many left?
Six.
Okay. There's six questions after, or there's six questions altogether?
There's 10 altogether.
Okay.
Whales have belly buttons. True or false?
Oh, I don't know.
Where it took a swift left turn.
No, I'm trying to think of the last time I watched Finding Nemo. And
it's just Bree googling about tides and being like, "This is boring. Let's look up whales." Again, I'm kind of like, "Is it so mad that it's true? I don't know."
Well, they're mammalian, aren't they? So they probably might actually. So I'm going to say yes, because they would probably have an umbilical cord going on when they're... Yeah, I'm going to say yes.
True, they are mammals.
Do they get fluff on their belly buttons? No.
You probably get like...
The lint.
Scientists have discovered a new species in the North Sea called a bone-eating snot flower. True or false?
Sounds like an insult you hear on the Lewis.
Yeah. Oh, what do we think? I don't know. I let you you take this one.
Keen's too busy laughing at the name. I'm
gone, look. Bony snot.
Where did you look these up, Breed?
I think they were kind of from like primary school quizzes online.
There's merch ideas for you there.
It's probably like written in a different language, so I'm just going to say yes.
True. It's a worm-like animal found in the bones of dead whales.
There we are, poor whales.
If you don't have like, I don't know what you call your fans, like we call ours wagons, you know, you have the what are the Arianators or whatever, you can call your bone-eating snot flowers. If you don't already have one.
Just so yeah, catchy. I think that'd be cute.
And it's ocean-themed.
Oh my God.
Next one. Sharks are colorblind. True or false?
True.
Oh, Key, I don't know. We've had a few truths. I feel like this might be false.
Oh, there's no pattern to that. No.
Okay. Do you want to stick with true?
I'm gonna trust your gut on this then.
Oh, what if I'm wrong though? No, but like
their eyesight's not amazing. I feel it's more their sense of smell.
Yeah.
You know. Okay. And the other senses they've gone on. So I wouldn't be surprised if they are
sense of taste.
Not
they love a good delicacy. They love fish fingers. Captain Birdseye. Okay, we're saying true.
Let's just say true.
Please. Let's just say true.
It is false. Many sharks.
Oh, fuck, Kian!
Many sharks have excellent eyesight.
Not the ones I've been around anyway. I'll tell you that.
Oh, God.
Crabs can only walk sideways. True or false?
That is true. I've watched enough Pokemon. Crabby can only walk sideways. I lost count there, so hang on. Have we gotten three wrong out of seven?
we can do that at the end.
Oh yeah.
I'm gonna go
10 out of 10 for participation. Okay. What was it? I'm gonna say false. What was it? They can only walk sideways. True.
Crabs can only walk sideways. True or false?
True. True.
So, yeah, let's go true.
Actually, no, I'm gonna say true.
Hang on, Mr. Crab. What about SpongeBob? I'm trying to think.
I'm just trying to think of when you see them underwater as well. Sometimes they would just go any old way. I feel like they can go forward, but they can't go backwards.
Swim off a bit, like, you know,
what's your final answer?
I'm gonna say true. Fuck it, stick to your guns.
True.
False. Spider crabs and others walk forwards.
I knew it.
Depends on the type of crab.
So that was an unfair question, basically.
No. The Atlantic Ocean is the largest ocean on Earth.
False.
True or false?
The Pacific Ocean is.
Oh.
He doesn't eat her. He knew that.
Around. I think these are facts because I just didn't do geography ever, like past primary school. So I was just like, wow. It is false. The Atlantic Ocean is the second largest, covering about 21% of the Earth's surface, but the Pacific Ocean is the largest, covering 30.5% of the Earth's surface.
There you go.
I read a book recently about a guy who survived in a little boat for like months out in the Pacific. So, yeah.
Oh, that would be terrifying. That's honestly my worst nightmare. That and space movies. Space.
I love
being lost in space and being lost at sea.
I don't know what it is.
There was like, what's that movie with Sandra Bullock? And she's literally just like...
Gravity, yeah.
Terrifying.
It's good crack in the cinema, but it looks crappy on small screens, actually.
Probably, actually.
Very well. CGI.
Okay,
it's like that
more.
With Interstellar.
Don't get me started on Interstellar.
Yeah, it's not. This is not the Interstellar episode, but anyway.
We did an Interstellar episode.
Oh, we did. Yeah, we did. Sorry.
It's on the Patreon, though, Keane. You're going to have to sign up.
Doing it.
Finally, most of the ocean is in complete darkness. True or false?
That's true, I think. Because isn't there like... there's a big bit at the bottom where it's just like... Do you know what I mean? We're like the very, very bottom of the ocean is pitch fucking black. They can't get there because it's so dark.
The Mariana Trench?
Yeah. What he said.
It is true. Light only penetrates up to 330 feet below the surface. And as the average depth of the ocean is 14,000 feet, one can safely say most of the ocean is in complete darkness. Jesus.
There you go.
It's enormous. 70% of the planet is covered in water.
There you go.
And most of it's just darkness. That is truly terrifying.
What a nice positive thought to end on. Keane, what's the crack with ye for the rest of 2021? And also, if people want to find out more about ye, where can they do that?
So we are writing away like mad over Zooms and all that kind of crack. So we're working on an album. Or we're not sure if we want to put out the album yet, or maybe an EP. We're kind of still figuring that one out. But doing absolutely loads. And if people want to find us, all our social media handles are True Tides Band. And our website is truetidesband.com.
Keane, what a joy to have you on. The inaugural guest of this new series from the brain of Bree Brown. Thank you so much. We will be following your journey very closely, and I'm sure we'll chat again soon for one reason or another. But the best of luck to you and the guys for the rest of the future.
Guys, thank you. No, seriously, thank you so much for having me on. My other half, Julie, was like buzzing when she found out, and then her mate is like obsessed. So like,
no way.
When she heard Aideen, like when she heard I got this text of her, like of all these things, just like she was just buzzing, like, so yeah, I should have got you to give her a shout out.
Julie and Aideen, we love you so much. Much love, girls.
Yeah.
Thank you so much. Best of luck with everything True Tides. Can't wait to listen to everything else you've got for us.
Flexibility is great. That's why there's yoga. Flexibility for your insurance coverage is great too. That's why there's United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, United Healthcare Insurance Plans offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. One of these plans may be right for you if you're, say, between jobs, coming off your parents' plan, turning a side hustle into a full hustle, or even missed open enrollment. Want more flexibility? Find out more about United Healthcare Insurance Plans at uh1.com.
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time.
That's what you'll feel with Bowl and Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Bowl and Branch sheets get softer with every wash. Start getting your best night's sleep in these sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. Try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee. Plus, get 15% off your first order at bowlandbranch.com. Code BUTTERY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.